This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Director General of the World Health Organization said Friday the coronavirus pandemic was accelerating and that restrictive measures are still needed to stop it. In a media briefing, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the coronavirus pandemic is still spreading fast and needs to be taken seriously.
The world is in a new and dangerous phase. Many people are understandably fed up with being at home. Countries are understandably eager to open up their societies and economies. But the virus is still spreading fast.
Tedros said that measures like social distancing, mask wearing, and hand washing are still critical. He noted the toll would be especially great on refugees, of whom more than 80% live in mostly developing nations. A person's blood type and other genetic factors might be linked with the severity of coronavirus infection, according to European researchers. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
The findings published in the New England Journal of Medicine suggest people with type A blood have a higher risk of developing worse symptoms after infection. Researchers analyzed the genes of more than 4,000 people to look for variations that were common in those who were severely affected by the virus. They found that a cluster of variants in genes that are involved with immune responses was more common in people with severe symptoms. These genes are also involved with a cell surface protein called ACE2 that the coronavirus uses to gain entry to and infect cells in the body. The researchers, led by scientists in Germany and Norway, also found the risk of severe symptoms was 45% higher for people with type A blood than those with other blood types, and it appeared to be 35% lower for people with type O.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. One day after the U.S. Supreme Court blocked his bid to end the DACA program, President Donald Trump on Friday said his administration would try again. Reuters' Colette Luke has more.
Trump on Twitter referenced the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that shields immigrants who are in the United States illegally but entered as children, known as Dreamers, from deportation. Trump tweeted, "The Supreme Court asked us to resubmit on DACA. Nothing was lost or won. They punted, much like in a football game. We will be submitting enhanced papers shortly in order to properly fulfill the Supreme Court's ruling and request of yesterday." Trump, however, did not explain what he meant by, quote, "enhanced papers." The highest court in the country left the door open for Trump to attempt again to rescind the program, ruling only that the administration had not met a procedural requirement and its actions were, quote, "arbitrary and capricious under federal law." On Friday, Department of Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli said the department would, quote, "move as quickly as possible to present Trump with various executive options he could take."
That's Reuters' Colette Luke. Chinese prosecutors said Friday they have charged two Canadians for alleged espionage in a case that has driven a diplomatic wedge between Ottawa and Beijing. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Former diplomat Michael Kovrig and businessman Michael Spavor were arrested in late 2018 on state security charges that have strained diplomatic relations between the two countries. They were first arrested shortly after Canadian authorities arrested Huawei chief financial officer Meg Wanzhou in Vancouver on a US warrant. China's calls for her release have gone unanswered, and subsequently has warned Canada of consequences for aiding the United States in Meng's case. While China maintains the detentions are not linked to Meng, former diplomats and experts have said they are being used to pressure Canada. Charging the two Canadians represents the next step in judicial proceedings against Kovrig and Spavor and means a formal trial can now begin. The charges against the pair include spying on sensitive national secrets.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. The United States is marking Juneteenth on Friday. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
It is Juneteenth, the day that commemorates when the last enslaved Americans learned they were free 155 years ago. George Washington University professor Jesse Holland notes this Juneteenth is unlike any other.
The protests around the death of George Floyd has brought racial equality to the forefront of the conversation in the United States.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.